Now that the season of Lent has concluded and we're in the Holy Triduum, we are no longer reflecting on the seven deadly sins, but instead on the meaning of each day of the Triduum. Today's reflection is for Holy Saturday, and the word we're especially reflecting on today is hidden. From the Liturgy of the Hours for Holy Saturday, it says, "Today a great silence reigns on earth, a great silence and a great stillness. A great stillness because the king is asleep. The earth trembled and is still, because God has fallen asleep in the flesh, and has raised up all who have slept since the world began. I order you, O sleeper, to awake. I did not create you to be a prisoner in hell. Rise from the dead, for I am the life of the dead." The meaning of Holy Saturday is as follows. On Holy Saturday, we remember that no matter how hard the world tries to keep Christ hidden, he bursts forth in resurrection glory through his church. "Make sure he's dead," were the instructions given to the centurion who pierced the side of the Lord. The lance made sure that he was dead physically, as blood and water flowed from our Savior's side. But he needed to remain dead in influence as well. The tomb was being closely watched, that no one would steal the body and spread the rumor of a resurrection. On Holy Saturday, the world without Jesus thought it could now go back to life as normal. Holy Saturday is the part of the Triduum that is observed mostly by an absence of attention. To those of us who believe, it reminds us of the hopelessness that would permanently have inhabited the world had not the Savior risen from the dead. Today, everyone seems to simply go about their business in their own way, following whatever custom and tradition they personally embrace, while the body of Christ remains buried. They want him to remain in the tomb, where he can't do anything to mess up their way of life. They want him silent and hidden. It makes their life easier. They can stay in control and not worry about such burdensome things as sin and judgment. The Congregation for the Divine Liturgy and the Discipline of the Sacraments states, on Holy Saturday, the Church pauses at the Lord's tomb, meditating his passion and death, his descent into hell, and with prayer and fasting awaits his resurrection. For the faithful, Holy Saturday is a day of waiting and preparing, as Mary did near the tomb of her son. While Mary did not really know what would happen next, there was a sense of anticipation that there is more to come, a sense we need to keep with us today. We can identify with her in our own waiting. However we live on the other side of the empty tomb, we are readying ourselves for the shout of hope. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. We must remember this Easter proclamation is not just for us in the privacy within the walls of the church. The world still wants us to be silent. As Christians, we need to remember that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work within us today. For your prayer today, the gospel for the Easter vigil later this evening is Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. And I now invite you to imagine this particular gospel from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, as I read it now. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him, and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. they approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Please reflect on how meditating on your tree of sin during the Lenten season has now led you to the resurrection of the Lord. God does not desire you to be dead in sin, but alive in Christ, and so now desires to prepare us for new life in Him during this Easter season and for us to reflect on a tree of life. May you have a blessed Holy Saturday.